Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hello and welcome to the catch up. This is the part of the morning where I figure out what I'm going to put in the catch up. We got a brand new sound, didn't we? Sounds of Southwest. I'll put that right at the start, as well as the first incorrect guess for this particular sound. That will be the first thing you hear. Also had a chat with Suze from Fauna, all about the Corella cull situation. Are they a pest? Are they good? What is the issue? So we had a chat with her. We'll chuck that in there as well. Had Mark of the Year. Had a chat as well with John Higgins for their big open day coming up this weekend. Had a little chat also about Kim Jong-un sending love letters to Donald Trump. I'm sorry, formal professional letters. Also a bit of a fashion. Thongs are back in fashion, supposedly, to one catwalk. So put that in there as well. Also just a little bit here and there. You know what? Sit back, enjoy the catch up. They've got everything you need right here.
Sounds of the Southwest, Triple M.
Nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Ozmic Pest Control.
I've got Deborah on the line from Busselton. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, thank you.
Did you want yesterday, did you have in mind that it was going to be keys? Did you have the right answer?
No.
No? Well, that's all right then. You can't kick yourself.
I have
to be honest. No, that's perfectly fine. Here is the brand new sound. Now, I'm going to let you, before you even answer that one, I'll let you ask me a yes or no question for a clue about it. Hit me, any question you want.
Which town is that in?
No, I've got to answer either yes or no. Nice try.
Oh, he's got to answer yes or no.
Yep, no, I'm smarter than that.
I don't know what to ask you just yet.
All right, well, I'll play the sound for you again. I'll crank it up this time. Here we go.
Is it?
All right, what do you think it is?
I think it's someone tapping their fingers on some paper on a desk.
Oh, anywhere in particular?
In your office.
In my office.
Bunbury. In
the radio station office. Tapping my fingers on some paper for $25. No, it's not. Sorry, Deborah.
Oh, okay. can I ask you the question then?
All right, ask me the question.
Is it in Bunbury?
No.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Thank you very much for playing, Deborah.
Thank you.
Of course, nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Ozmic Pest Control. The Corellas are back on the agenda for Bunbury. We do know this cull was put in place. However, a petition with over 200 signatures has now been put in. I've got from Fauna on the line, Suze. Their job is to look after animals to help the ones that get injured. Suze, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having us on.
Now, let's talk about Corellas for half a second. They're deemed as a pest. Are they really such a pest?
Well, look, an individual Corella is a great thing. I love Corellas. They're funny. They're a beautiful bird. But in the wrong place, they are a menace. And I feel for the people who've put the petition in, because as an individual bird, they're a terrific bird.
Mm-hmm.
But in a group in the Southwest and the masses that they are grouping in, they're competing for nesting holes for native birds, not just the endemic Muir's Corella, which is here. They're also competing for nesting holes for possums, including the western ringtail possum.
Oh,
and
so you throw that on top of all the damage that they cause to buildings and everything else. Geez, they kind of sound a little bit like a pest. This petition has been put in to use alternatives of non-lethal ways to get rid of them. Say if we do capture these birds, what do we do with them then?
Well, there's still a problem. I don't think you could relocate them back to where they came from. Because they've been down here and interbreeding, they could actually affect the natural populations from the Midwest or wherever they might relocate them to. I really don't think that is a safe thing to do for the species.
That leaves us with the culling option. Do you think the culling's really going to have that much of an impact?
Well, sadly, history has shown that by reducing the numbers, it does make a positive difference. It's a very sad fact that things get out of balance because of human intervention and climate change, and things do need to be adjusted from time to time. And it is a very sad fact when we have to actually kill native wildlife to restore the balance.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, thank you for the chat today, Suze. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Suze there from Fauna, and some great points about that. That petition has been submitted to the Bunbury Council. We'll see what exactly does happen with it. Of course, if you have an opinion on Corellas, Cliff Reeve this afternoon will be happy to hear it from 4 o'clock when he is back again. Geez, he does hate them. I want to talk about fashion. I know the Telstra Perth Fashion Festival is on right now. Nat Pfeiffer's, even if I can get my words out, is even going to be walking that red carpet. But I don't want to talk about Perth right now. I don't want to talk about Perth at all. I want to talk about what's going on in Copenhagen. And the reason for it is because right now they've got their fashion week on. And on the runway, I kid you not, they had models walking down the runway in thongs. Thongs. Can you imagine? What does this even mean for the future of runways in the future? Can you even imagine? Imagine? Imagine?
Well, hello, this is us live right now in Milan looking at the red carpet. Hello, this is Ben, this is Tinka, and we're going to see some beautiful fashion today.
I am so excited for all of the fashion, Sven.
Oh, I cannot wait. They're walking down the catwalk now. Oh, look at this number. This is so beautiful, walking down with the thongs, with the summer outfits. I love it.
Sven, they're not just any thongs, honey. They are Havaianas. Are you serious?
Oh, it's like a summer breeze just washing over me. I love it.
It is the look for summer 2019, hun.
It says, hey, I can walk the runway, but also I can just go to Coles and grab a Coles Mini anytime I want.
It's just versatile, like myself, you know?
Oh, it's fantastic. Look at this. The work clubber boots, the blue little shorties, and the blue singlet as well. This is hard yakka.
This is so hot right now, you know. Are you ready to work on a site, or are you ready to just go for a smoke? Oh, I'm not even sure.
Oh, give me a choc milk and take me away.
Oh,
I love
yes.
it.
Oh, yes, and an Aussie beef pie with tomato sauce. Yum.
Oh, and this is good too. Look at this. Minimalistic. This is the red underwear for swimming, the budgie smugglers.
Oh, I can see what he had for breakfast and it looks delish.
Ooh, sign me up. I would like one as well. This is fashion.
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 Fashion. Fashion. Just imagine. Can you imagine it? No, me. John Higgins in the studio from the Eton and Australian Volunteer and Fire Rescue Service to talk all about the open day. How are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
I am doing well. Another open day coming up. What are we expecting from this one?
We're having an open day on the 16th of September between 9 and 2 at 6 Hamilton Road. And we're going to have some home fire safety demonstrations. We've got the DFS appliances, including the country pump, light tanker, and the incident control vehicle. And we're also going to have vehicles from St. John's State Emergency Service and WA Police.
Excellent. So what's the point of the open day? Getting more recruits, I assume?
Actually, we're quite good at the moment. We're,
oh, really?
We're a full. We've got
well,
a complement and a range of ages as well from about 19th through to 70. So we're doing quite well. With the open day, the theme is to do with home fire safety and also getting out there with the public and just getting ready prior to the fire season as well.
Yeah, letting people know what's all going on. I had a chat with DFest a little while ago all about the fact that we've had lots of rain, and I thought it was a good thing, but it turns out that means that we're going to get lots of stuff growing in. It means the big fire hazards and stuff. So things like this are great to let people know what to do around the house.
That's correct. Yeah. So what we'll do is that we've got some support from Bunnings. So we've got fire blankets just in case of any emergencies which happen in the household. Also like with any preparations as well for doing gutters and so on.
Yeah, it's good to kind of get an example of how to do that stuff, because, I mean, you hear about it, you're like, oh, you got to do your gutters, and even with your fire blanket, like, I actually have to really think about how I'd use a fire blanket in a fire situation.
Well, hopefully on Sunday we'll go and show that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be handy, because I just go like, I assume you just cover it, but then I'll probably end up burning myself in the process, just absolutely making a mess of it. That's great. So all the details once again, when's it all happening?
It's on the Sunday, 16th of September between 9 and 2 at 6 Hamilton Road. There's going to be, it's free entry, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's no parking at the actual station, but there's plenty of parking on Ennis Street and Pratt Road. And we're going to have drinks and ice creams on sale,
cool.
A firewood raffle. And that firewood's been donated by West Coast Timbers out at Binning Mount.
That's excellent. Well done to them for donating that. And everyone get along to it for the open day. Sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun and informative and educational as well, John.
Thank you, Alan. Yes.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, mate.
Kim Jong-un has penned a letter to Donald Trump, the President of the United States. And from what we're hearing, it was a very, very positive letter. Kim Jong-un insisting that they have another meeting. We all know about that historic one that happened in Singapore earlier this year. Well, it looks like they want to have another meeting, and that North Korea is still very, very focused focused on denuclearization. So that is all good things. I get curious, but I won't lie, at the idea of watching Kim Jong-un write that letter. It's kind of like when a girl like has a bit of a crush on a boy back in the day, and they would write that letter and then spray it with perfume and put a little, like, you know, XXX000 on the bottom and put it in the postbox. Do you think he kissed the letter before he sent it? All right, I'm looking way too much into it. So hopefully we will see another meeting between the two. At this point, remember, like, last year, around this time last year, we thought we were going to be going to war, and now we're worried about exactly how close the relationship is getting. It's funny how things change. And this is a bit of sad news. If you're a big royal fan and you're hoping to get a glimpse of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle when they visited the country for the Invictus Games, I am sorry to let you know that they will not be coming to WA. They have released their schedule. They're going to be going to Sydney, Melbourne, and Dubbo for some random reason. I don't know how that happened. Also, they'll be heading to Fiji and New Zealand as well in the big, massive whip-around tour. But no WA, no real surprise. I did see on MasterChef we had Prince Charles in the Northern Territory. One day they'll come over here. You'll see. We'll all see. But I really would have liked to have seen them, but oh well. In the meantime, I got some big announcement regarding the Queen. You may have heard about a month ago, it came out that people could actually get a free picture of the Queen if you hit up your local electorate and ask them for it. Well, I got contacted yesterday that my picture is here. So I'm going to be picking that up today and hanging up in the studio. Big picture of the Queen, because I'm feeling royal. I'm loving it. And right now at afl.com.au, you can have your say in what you think is Mark of the Year. I mean, watching a few of them so far, there's three that you can choose between. Isaac Henny's Mark for the Sydney Swans. Absolutely incredible. That one's definitely right there, up there as one of my favourites. Obviously, Charlie Cameron had an amazing one as well. And Fremantle's own Michael Walters, his mark over Jeremy McGovern's head was fantastic. I love at the end as he's getting up, Jerry McGovern is already smiling and patting him on the back going, yeah, you got me. That was pretty good. You can have your say at afl.com.au, even win $10,000 in the process. But you know what? I think I've already decided it. I think I should just call someone right now and let them know that they're Mark of the Year. So let's do it. If they answer, we'll see if they answer.
Hey, g'day, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, who's this?
This is Alan from Triple M Southwest. I'm just calling to let you know that congratulations, you are Mark of the Year.
All right, yeah, fine.
Mark, how do you do it?
I suppose I got called Mark when I was born, so it wasn't really my doing, but, you know, just live me day as normal.
Classic Mark. Mark, you got to tell me, do you have a nickname?
Everyone just calls me Mark, to be honest.
Of course they do, mate, and that's why you've won it. Mark of the Year, congratulations.
Thanks.
No problem at all. That's Mark of the Year. Well done. Of course, afl.com.au if you want to have your say in that other little competition of Mark of the Year, whatever that's about. Found this very interesting. It looks like two Chinese nationals working at a massage parlor in Dunsborough have been detained. The reason for it is they were unlawful citizens. They don't hold a valid visa, and they will be departing Australia immediately. That's news to me. A couple of reasons. Number one, I didn't obviously know anything about the Chinese people there, or I didn't even realize they had a massage parlor in Dunsborough. So this is huge news. But they have been taken into custody, a man and woman, and they'll probably be removed from the country towards the end of this week. So there you go. Now, witness the fitness. I am smack bang in the middle of this. If you've been following along for the last 2 weeks, I've been hitting up the gym. Thank you so much to the National Leisure Center, all in an effort to try and work off those palmies after the palmy army. It's been interesting so far. I dropped like 6 kilos in the first week. I don't know where from, but according to the scales, I dropped it. So I'm going to be heading back today. I did lie, but on Cliff Reeve shows yesterday, I said that I was going to be heading to the gym after work yesterday. It didn't happen. I just wanted to be clean about, wanted to clear the air. I wanted to be completely transparent with you. It didn't happen. I wanted it to happen. I tried really hard for it to happen, but it did not. So I will be going today. I've got like a PT session, so you can't really just bail out on those, or you're going to I don't know, get beaten the next time that you go into it. I don't know how gyms work. But I will make the effort to make sure I do eventually get to one of these classes, because obviously not only do they have the gym itself, they've got all the classes, they've got the crane shift, you've got kids, but also they've got that swimming pool as well. So eventually I will get to it. It's just a matter of time of actually getting out of here. But I will make the effort today, 100%, I promise. Of course, if you want to get involved, you can do so and get fit this winter at Leshenault Leisure Centre. Just look them up online if you want to find out all the details. They're happy to help you out. And maybe you could be dropping those kgs like I have been.